We do want to welcome some guests into the studio here right now from Capitol Opera Richmond. We have Stephen Brindle, who is the music director, and Sarah Kate Walston, who stars as Lori in The Tenderland by Aaron Copland. They're performing this weekend at the Henrico Theater. That is tomorrow night and Saturday night at 7:30. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now, Capitol Opera Richmond is a brand new organization. I know it's all volunteer. So wonderful, Joanne. We welcome these groups into the studio.
Do.
There's so much going on across the area that a lot of people just don't know about. And probably your organization is one of them. And you make opera so accessible to everyone. Tell me a little bit about the history here. It's been 2 years now.
Yeah, we started last fall. A few of us got together and said, you know what, there's just not a ton of opportunities for local Richmond opera singers, and we wanted to make those opportunities ourselves. So we started Capitol Opera Richmond, and since then we've done, I'd say, like maybe 14 performances, not all full-scale operas, but concerts and opera in the park, things like that, and it's just gotten so many people in the area involved that wouldn't have had a chance otherwise.
And of course, going to the opera can cost a lot of money. Not so with Capitol Opera Richmond.
Oh no, $12 for adults and $10 for seniors. So honestly, I don't know where else you could go and pay $12 to see a full show in costume with an orchestra with just wonderful singers. It's really a good deal.
And that's a live orchestra that you're talking about.
Right. Stephen, tell us a little bit about putting together that orchestra.
Sure. Well, they're like you said, they're all volunteers. So basically, it's a lot of word of mouth. It's a come one, come all sort of approach. And so we really welcome anyone who wants to get involved in opera to let us know and come be a part of this. So a lot of it is bringing together all of these instrumentalists who are interested in opera. And then really, we take about 2 weeks and get everyone together, give everyone the music, have everyone rehearse beforehand, and then kind of put it all together.
What an opportunity for those folks that have been wanting to be part of this, but just don't have that opportunity, as you mentioned. Now, this weekend's performance is Copland's The Tenderland. You want to tell me a little bit about this opera in particular?
Sure. Well, it actually was written to be aired on TV by NBC Opera Workshop, and NBC actually turned it down. They said it wasn't, you know, it wasn't exactly what they were looking for, which I think is crazy because it's a lovely story. It's a little sad at times, but it's realistic. It's not the Queen of Sheba stabbing some, right. You know, and it's something that you can actually relate to. There are themes in it that, you know, everyone has felt at times in their lives. And takes place 1930s, middle America, Dust Bowl. Young girl is graduating from high school and everyone's celebrating. And that's kind of, it's just about her breaking away from the family, leaving home, learning to trust strangers, like all kinds of little themes like that are just all around good life lessons.
Now, both of you have quite a musical background. Sarah, you're actually from the Richmond area. I understand you went to the Peabody School of Music. So how did you end up back here and involved with Capitol Opera Richmond?
Well, I was living up in D.C., and it was really expensive, and I thought, you know what, maybe I should go home, and my husband's a musician, too, so we said, let's go to Richmond, live with my parents, and really try to do this, and honestly, it worked. Coming here, we were able to just really go for it, and a friend of mine put me in touch with Karine Marshall, and she's the president of our company, and said, there's an opera singer, and she wants to start a company. And we came together and said, yeah, let's do it. And we got two other girls involved. And so the four of us kind of cooked up the whole thing.
And Stephen, how about you?
I'm originally from the Richmond area as well. So, again, our whole thing is by Richmonders for Richmonders.
Local,
really.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Promoting local. So I went to school in Newport News at Christopher Newport University, and same sort of thing. I moved back here after school, did the graduating musician coming back home to explore opportunities here, and then Michael Baggett, a vocalist with HMS Pinafore this past season, actually said, hey, they are looking for someone to bring an orchestra together, and I jumped on board. So that is how I've gotten involved here, yeah.
That's terrific. And the members of your company, they come from basically any background, don't they?
Yeah, we have we hold auditions once a year, and those are more serious singers. People come in, they have their headshots, resumes, and those are mainly how we cast the main roles. And then our chorus members, we kind of ask our church choir friends, we, you know, ask our voice students, and we just kind of spread the word. Hey, is there anyone that sings well and wants to be in an opera?
I love that.
These people have never dreamt of being in an opera before. Mm-hmm. One lady yesterday, I said something about, well, call time is at 6 o'clock. And she said, call time? What does that mean? I'm like, that's when you're supposed to be there. And she's like, oh, I don't know all the terms, but I'm learning so much. So it's really cool.
Right. And there's a lot of opportunities for what we were talking about earlier, that there are people who might not necessarily get opportunities to do a role. This might be their first time, or they've never done a full been the lead in a show or anything like that. And so it's a great opportunity, and people really get excited when they have the opportunity, even if it's a minor role, even if they don't have theater experience before, have limited singing experience. We've done parts with speaking-only roles or with minimal singing, and they get honestly excited when you invite them to become a part of it. And it's great to work with people who've never had the opportunity, but now it kind of makes their day or their week, you know?
Exactly. And now moving forward, what are the goals of Capital Opera Richmond?
Well, honestly, we just want to keep doing what we're doing. We feel like we've kind of gotten in a little groove here, and things are just moving more smoothly than they did right in the beginning, as with any new startup thing. But we just want to keep providing opportunities for singers and for other musicians, because it's really working. We're seeing people just so excited about it. And then we're introducing opera to people that have never been before. It's so fun to be able to say, like, hey, you know the pork, it's what's for dinner song. Well, that guy, he wrote an opera, and it's in English, and you can see it this weekend for $12, you know?
How
and people
terrific,
are like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that commercial, you know?
So if there's anyone out there that wants to become involved with Capital Opera Richmond, how do they proceed?
Just go to our website. It's just capitaloperarichmond.com, and contact us. And there's a little link that says volunteer or just contact. There's an email form there. And it can be anything. If you can sew a button on a shirt, great. If you are a dancer and want to choreograph something, that's great. There's really anything you want. If you
right,
want to give us money.
Exactly. Hey, while you're at it, making the pledge for WCVE, you can make a pledge to Capital Opera Richmond as well. Everything is volunteer. I understand costumes as well.
Yes. All the costumes and the sets and props are donated from West End Assembly of God. So it is volunteer and donated from the ground up, but there are some expenses that happen, and, you know, we do have to pay for a few things, so
right.
$5, anything, you know, makes a difference.
It does. That's kind of been the theme of our show today, that every little dollar makes a difference. And Stephen, I understand you are music director of the Hampton Roads Philharmonic, another new organization. Want to tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. We are just finishing our first season. We're based, obviously, in the Hampton Roads area, and pretty similar story to Capital Opera Richmond. We had a lot of local musicians that weren't necessarily getting the opportunities that they wanted to perform. We have some great instrumentalists who are very qualified and are perhaps active military or retired, and are really just looking for a way to keep music happening in their lives. And they didn't have that opportunity. So eventually, over the course of about 6 months of planning, we got enough people together to form the organization, see if this was possible, see if we could raise the money. And the response was just completely positive. We had so many people that were on board and were willing to lend a hand and willing to donate and help us organize it, that we just, kind of like with Capital Opera, we just hit the ground running.
That sounds terrific. And we thank you so much for coming in today. The performances of The Tenderland, Aaron Copland, tomorrow and Saturday evening, 7:30 at the Henrico Theater. Only $12 to see an opera. Wow, amazing. Sarah Kate Walston and Stephen Brindle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Sure, thank you.
And good luck this weekend.